As we start this meditation, check in with the body. You can either be lying down or sitting on the floor or in a chair. If lying or in a chair, be sure your legs are uncrossed. Your arms should be at your sides, hands resting comfortably on your legs or in your lap. If lying down, feel free to place your hands on your torso or chest. Let's start by taking a few deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth, your eyes remaining open. Feel the expansion of your chest as you draw breath in, and feel it contract as your breath leaves your body. Now close your eyes, allowing your breath to return to normal, and come back to your body. Feel the weight or pressure where your body is touching the floor or chair or the bed. Bring your attention to the top of your head and allow your attention to drift down to your face. Feel your eyes, your nose, and your lips. Allow your attention to drift further down to your throat, your collarbone, your chest. Feel your arms and your hands. Feel your torso and lower back. Feel your hips. Feel your thighs and hamstrings. Bring your attention to the insides of your knees. Now the outsides. Feel your shins and calves, your ankles. Feel both the tops and bottoms of your feet. Isn't it amazing that what we give our attention to, we feel? Now, bring your attention back to the breath. Feel the rise and fall of your chest. Stay with this focus for a few moments. When meditating on Alzheimer's, it's easy to immediately manifest negative thoughts. After all, this is a disease that changes people. But we've been conditioned to think negatively about it. Not thinking negatively about Alzheimer's might seem like an ignorant or disrespectful idea. But for the next several minutes, I'd like to ask you to proceed through this meditation with an open mind, because your thoughts about the circumstances and situations of your life profoundly affect your outcomes. For a moment, bring your focus back to your breath. Imagine if long ago, as a people, we had decided something different about Alzheimer's disease. Imagine if we had adopted the belief that diseases of the brain just created a slow exit from this life. Imagine if we had made a commitment to revering our loved ones affected by Alzheimer's as they were taken into this long passage. Imagine if rather than fear and shame, worry and regret, we consciously felt respect and awe and a deep love for the person that still was, no matter what state their mind was in. Come back to your breath for a moment. Imagine if we believed that our loved ones with Alzheimer's disease still had things to teach us about life, about love, about passing gracefully into the next place, even if our physical senses couldn't see that deep down they knew exactly what they were doing. Imagine if we believed that their essential wisdom, the spirit that does not exist in their physical form, is not tied to their physical form, but moves through their physical form, could never be touched by Alzheimer's. Now, come back to your breath for a moment. What I'd like to suggest to you is right now, you can choose to start believing whatever you want about Alzheimer's itself, about a loved one with the disease, about the possibilities of your future. What most of us currently think, we were taught to think by someone else. But if those thoughts don't act in harmony with how you want to connect with a loved one affected by Alzheimer's, you don't have to think those thoughts. As a creative being, you are in charge of all the different ways you interact with what happens in the outer world. You have the power to create the most authentic experience for you as you navigate Alzheimer's with a loved one. All it takes is awareness, courage, and above all, love. Come back to your breath for a few moments longer. Now, allow your mind to be free. Let it think or be still, whatever it prefers. And now, bring your attention back to your body. Once again, feel the weight or pressure of your body against the floor or chair or bed. Listen to any sounds you might hear. Notice any smells. Come back into your immediate environment and open your eyes. Take a moment to appreciate the gift you just gave yourself.